Holy One, bring us into your dwelling, your shalom, your goodness, for you are our strong tower, a majestic port in the storms of life. Abba, you know how our lives can become unstable and fear and helplessness rise from within us. I just had an image flash of someone walking on scattered, foot-sized, broken pieces of an iceberg, and those pieces were rocking or kind of teetering side to side with the undulating waves on top of icy water. Lord, I think that all of these people that we have in this section are going through this very thing right now. And so I lift up to you Marion and her aggressive lung cancer and being home with hospice care and her hubby Gene beside her. I'm asking, Father, for you to send angels to minister to her, to be with her every second when she lies down or if she sits up, Lord, that she would hear your voice within her, encouraging her and lifting her to new heights in you, Father God. And I pray for all the need that is required to be done with great excellence in your tenderness and your gentleness. And likewise, Father, I lift up Paula and Neil to you. Paula, with her pancreatic cancer and treatments going every few days and the after effects being so difficult. And the same with Neil. Father, you know that he's not faring very well with the barrage of chemo radiation treatments, and he's already lost 16 pounds. How they both need your hand on them, carrying them. And for Anthony, AKA Tony, with his bladder cancer, that I thank you that there's been some help in that. But now, Father, you know he's in the hospital with C. diff infection. And that is so difficult, so horrendous, Abba. We're asking for you to be with him and cover him and lift him up throughout this. And the same with Tony C. And now that she's done with C. diff and in post-acute care, Lord, you know that she can't sit up by herself, or and she needs help just getting in a wheelchair, and she can't walk anymore. Father, we're praying for you to wave your hand and speak your words throughout her body. And we lift up to you Evelyn and Colleen. Evelyn getting ready for perhaps early summer to finally have that pacemaker procedure done for her AFib condition, and Colleen for the knee replacement this Wednesday, March 25th, and for the recovery, for being blessed over both of them. Lord, I pray that everything in these procedures is to medical excellence by your hand, that you're already there preparing the way, that you will be in those hospital surgery rooms ahead of them, waiting for them, enveloping that entire place with the right doctors, the right medical staff, everything to perfection, Father. And mighty King, may each of these beautiful believers have your comfort that's not of this world, your presence to steady the waves and calm their souls and diminish the fears. And may their souls rise up, saying from Psalm 91, that you are their shelter, their moxie, and from Psalm 28, that you are their strength and you are their shield. Abba, thank you. Thank you that we can come before you. In the name above all names, Jesus, our Messiah.